which was to eventual state champion Palumbo, Australia.
Well, Coach Forberg holds a 13-2 record. There's nothing wrong with that. He's done a really nice job, I thought, with cleaning up the little things in Lakers. The penalties have gone down, the turnovers have gone down, and this team has a togetherness to them, and they've really played well under his regime.
You have heard of the single-wing offense run to perfection by Menominee and recently adopted by Bannex. This week, we'll have the opportunity to see the second year of Lakers' double-wing offense. Last year, there were a lot of weapons for the green and white, including four-year quarterback Brennan Wisner. After what seems to have been 7 years of eligibility, Wisner has graduated, and now the reins are passed on to Bryce Sears.
And Bryce Sears has some big shoes to fill. He did have 38 yards passing last week, and he did throw for 86 yards and a couple scores against Hudson, so he does have the ability to throw it, maybe not necessarily downfield, but to catch you off guard with a screen pass or a quick slant. He has the ability to make those throws.
You'll hear the name Bryce Sears at the start of many plays, but not at the end, and that's mostly because of the strong and potent threats around him. As a team, Lakers has rushed the ball for 954 yards in three games, or 318 per game. Doing the hard work would be the names of Preston Warren, James Dubes, Andrew Siegfried, Corey Minetti, and Jared Reiter.
And we haven't seen a lot of Corey Minetti yet, battling some injuries. Hope to see him on the field a lot tonight. But Preston Warren's the guy you really got to watch for. He's the lead horse back. He's got 380 yards already. He's one carry shy of 50 on the season already. Siegfried is carrying an 8.5 carry average every time he touches the ball. And James Dubes, your change of pace back, he's averaging 5 yards a carry. So there's plenty of guys in this backfield that you have to defend. Could be a nightmare for Cass City if they're not careful.
On the defensive side, Lakers has allowed more points each week of the season as it goes on. From week one against Hudson, just 6 points, then Reese 14, and last week Bannex 18. But don't let that fool you. Lakers are a classic thumb team that loves to hit hard and punish their teams for trying to run on them.
They've been very well known for being big and athletic on the line, up front, both sides of the ball, and Blake Smithers fits that quality to a T. He had 3.5 tackles against Bad Axe. He's the guy that they're going to run behind quite often. And don't forget about guys like Austin Geiger and Corey Minetti on defense. He's been playing a lot there. So these guys, they have a lot of guys that get to the ball quickly, ball hawks, so to speak, like to make tackles, and aren't afraid to attack the line of scrimmage and cause havoc in the backfield.
The Lakers are 9-0 in the past 7 years against Kansas City, but it has been a close one in all of them. In all but two of those 9 games, it's been a one touchdown or less finish with an average score of Lakers 21, Kansas City 14. Kickoff of Lakers at Kansas City's in 21 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network. And when we return, we'll take a look at the hometown Kansas City Redhawks right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on this spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-21. 100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank, we support our local communities, school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb Bank can make for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the Talk of the Thumb.
Having trouble with an old cell phone, or are you with a national carrier that just doesn't cover the Thumb area with the reliable service you need? Then it's time to make the switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line, or upgrade your phone, you'll get $100. That's right, $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. If two people on your plan upgrade, that's $200. Three people, $300. It's that simple. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky before September 30th, or you'll lose out.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Terms of service apply.
Listen to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com every Sunday throughout the football season at 7 to 8 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 as Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, as well as from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams and Mike Gallagher, discuss all the things of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. That's Sundays at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Rochelle Thompson with your call tonight. From Cass City, Michigan, as they are hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Adding both coaching stints together, head coach Scott Cuthrell has had 150 games at the helm of the Cass City football program. In those century and a half of games, Cuthrell and the Red Hawks have gone 79-71, winning 52% of all games played from 2001 to 2008, and then 2011 to present. Since taking over the program in 2011, Scott Cuthrell has seen the Red Hawks record improve each and every year, including make the playoffs now for four straight years.
You're exactly right, Clark. 2011, he won just two games. Welcome back, Coach Cuthrell. 2013, he wins five. 2014, he wins seven. And then in 15, he wins eight. In 2017, he won nine games. So you're seeing that improvement in the program, kids getting buying into the system and executing it better and better every year. And they've always had a lot of talent, Clark. And they've always been defense first. You've seen this team be very difficult to score on when they are good, and I think those are the big reasons he's seeing more and more victories tally up for his team.
Last year, then-sophomore quarterback Sandon Cuthrell started each game for the Red Hawks, but he had plenty of firepower around him, including 1,000-yard backs in Brennan Hamilton and Nick Perry. Now as just a junior, Cuthrell is starting his 22nd game as quarterback for Kansas City tonight.
Looking back at his last games when they beat Marlette, he only had 10 carries, Clark, but 134 yards and five touchdowns. He only attempted one pass, which fell incomplete, but we've seen him last year under duress. He has the ability to throw the football down the field. We'll see if they need that or if that's part of the play calling tonight.
Behind Sandon Cuthrell in the backfield will be players with big shoes to fill, but so far so good for this year's campaign. You'll hear the names of Nagel, Stern, and Perry quite a bit this evening.
Oh, you don't, no doubt about it. Jared Nagel came from the defensive side of the ball, was kind of not the guy that they expected, but he has jumped himself into that starting running back role and completely taken off with it. He's got 360 yards on the season. He had 129 yards on 23 carries against Marlette and a score. But don't be alarmed if you see a lot of Luke Stern as well. Those are the two main backs. And then your change of pace back, fullback, so to speak, is sophomore Alex Perry. If you remember, a sibling to Nick Perry, who was a big influence on the backfield the last few years. So they, as well, to counter Lakers' backfield, have a pretty good backfield themselves.
On the other side of the ball, the Cass City defense has improved week to week so far. In week one, they lost to Montrose and gave up 48 total points. Week 2, 24 against USA in a win, and last week just 14 against a pesky Marlette offense. They allowed a total of 182 yards against the Red Raiders a week ago, but they were giving up 5.5 yards per carry while on defense.
That's got to change, Clark. Colin Ruble led the way with 7 tackles last week. They have to tackle as a team. If they want to win these games, they need to make tackles in space. Lakers have good athletes. They're going to get into the secondary at times,